you guys, like, or not set up way before you guys get here, and then I can set up.
What you should do is you should just start recording days before we come here.
Then sample, pick the best things. All right. Exactly. We're recording. Welcome to Draft Dusky Podcast.
They know we're recording.
I am Moses Syed. Don't sass me.
Josh Brandon. With the sass.
With the sass. And special guest, returning guest, and fan favorite.
It's true.
Raymond Egan.
Ray.
The one and only.
Our friend Tilly, who works at Redstone, he asked me, he was like, is that the guy's real voice? It's like, yeah. He's like, no way. No one's voice is that deep.
Well, what can I say?
I don't
Tilly's
know.
Tilly's hilarious. His voice is very high pitched.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tilly.
I asked him if he wanted to come today, but he doesn't want to do the Super Bowl thing. He would hate to do it.
I don't want to do the
Super Bowl thing. He doesn't want to watch it.
My team lost. So.
Who was your team?
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you were
the Patriots. Stop using the mouse. It's loud. Clicky. What are you looking at?
I'm doing our numbers.
Oh, right. We got to see who goes first in the votes. Okay. We're so unprepared.
But I'll do that after Lifetime Rules Man, Josh Brandon, goes through the rules on this.
King of Rules.
New draft.
All right. Today we'll be drafting a fictional characters party. So it's like we're having a party, and we're taking some fictional characters from various mediums to come join us and have a good time.
At our party. Is the goal to have the best party, or is the goal to have, like, the craziest people at your party?
The goal is to have the most unforgettable party.
Right.
You gotta have people that, you know, you say, like, maybe people didn't come to this party. Maybe they bailed. Maybe they're like, oh, I gotta do laundry or something.
Right.
And then later they hear about it, and they're like,
super jealous.
I should have done anything I could to get here, because that sounds like the best time ever. Those people, best people. So we got 5 categories with a male and a female coming from each. So we'll each be drafting 10 people.
Okay.
So our 5 categories are from movies, from television, from books, from video games, and a variety topic. So it can be from things like comic books, plays,
cartoons, music, perhaps somehow.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah.
Like Chiron, you could.
I was
like
thinking
that.
Maybe like. Yeah, the Yellow Submarine. Yeah, Stan.
It would be a blast.
Exactly.
There we go. So, and
fictional,
a male and a female from each.
From each. And then, but we also, there's a couple little sidebar rules in that if somebody is drafted from one universe, so to speak, so say I take a character from The Office, no one else can take a character from The Office. So there's a fair bit of draft restrictions. It's not only just on, like, you know, can't pick somebody else. Somebody that's already been picked, you can't pick somebody who's from the same genre as somebody who's already been picked. Or not
right.
genre, but the same
program
or whatever it happens
to
be.
Yeah, if I pick Mr. Feeny from
Boy Meets World. Awesome to have at a party.
Yeah, great.
I can't pick Topanga.
Yeah, to totally be Topangable at your party.
Right.
Also, because that's how Josh will pick most of his picks.
Exactly. It's male and female.
To bangle. Also, what was I going to say? Also, yeah, I feel we're going to talk about why they're coming to your party.
Yeah.
You can't just have a bunch of people
what
who
they're
are
bringing to the party table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to see who picks first.
Who picks
like
first.
Always, Serpentine Draft.
Random.org.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we're going to roll for Ray right now. Ray, you rolled a 6.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, that's going to be hard to beat. Josh, you roll a 2.
I rolled
a 2 as well. So Ray's going first. We'll just go clockwise.
Sounds good.
So
Ray
we'll
pick first. Josh, will pick second.
I will pick third.
Yep.
You know what I noticed listening to the other podcast? Because usually we have a fairly diverse array of voices, I feel like, and you can tell who's who. The one with Jamal, though?
No.
Me and Jamal sound
exactly the same.
Are we? I hope we're on the right setting on our mic.
Yeah, why would it have changed?
I don't know. Also, if not, I can just bump the volume up.
We'll be fine.
Skills as podcasters are increasing at an alarming rate.
Yeah, mainly because when you start in the negatives, it's, you know, it's exponential growth. There's nowhere to go but up.
Up, up, up. All right, so Ray has... I'm almost glad I don't have first pick right now because we are winging this one. Yeah. There's not a lot of...
We decided we'd go into this one...
Flying blind.
Flying blind. Under the radar, no radar. I'm stalling for race. Unless let's go. Start kicking off the drum. TV character. Okay.
DJ Roomba.
DJ Roomba.
DJ Roomba.
DJ Roomba, keeping the beats fresh.
And
throughout the house.
DJ Roomba doesn't have an official gender.
We'll go with male.
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Well, he does clean, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, Ray with the sexist comments.
That was... It's a good thing my wife doesn't come downstairs.
It's a good thing we have mainly male listeners.
Yeah, I would say that's the truth.
We got a few female listeners.
Yeah, maybe one.
Tell your female friends.
Tell any of your friends.
Male or female.
Oh, first of all, DJ Roomba is such a good choice. Second of all, eliminating the entire Parks and Rec
all in one spot. Yeah.
Now I wish I had first pick, but I wouldn't have thought of it. Anyways, so discuss DJ Roomba.
Well, he's a party favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a conversation starter.
That's for sure.
And he keeps the music pumping.
Oh,
and he cleans up.
Exactly.
That's true. He's a good after-party guest. Everybody's kind of going home. He'll
stay
around.
Put some closing time on.
Exactly.
Yeah. For those who don't know what DJ Roomba is, from Parks and Rec, he is a Roomba, the robot vacuum, with an iPod dock on top, making him effectively... greatest appliance of all time.
Until Jerry kills him.
Until Jerry kills
Spoiler
him.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, make sure you keep track of your picks. Mm-hmm. Keep them written down.
Just keep track of our own?
Yeah, keep track of your own.
Okay.
That would be the best way to do it.
All right.
All right.
Josh with the next pick.
I'm going to go... variety.
Okay.
Male. I'm going to take Deadpool.
Oh.
Comic book character. He's a hilarious guy.
Right.
Very, very funny.
We'll make obscure references.
You know, if people come into the party who we don't want to be there, people trying to crash him, he'll kill them.
He will murder.
He'll cut their heads off, things like that. You know, he's got a great outfit.
Yeah.
That red.
Also, you can hurt. He'll be cool to be hurt by a bunch of people.
Exactly. You just regenerate.
Just regenerate.
Deadpool, super cool.
Deadpool, super cool.
Deadpool, super cool.
That's a good choice. Okay, now here's a question. Does that eliminate the entirety of the Marvel Universe?
No, that's too large.
Deadpool...
can't take Cable, because they're like various...
Deadpool is a mutant, so he is an... I would say almost it takes away the X-Men.
Do you want to say it takes away the X-Men?
Is that right?
Okay, no more X-Men.
I hate being like... being the guy who's like, well, here's what I would say. And then being like, I'm a huge loser, actually. And yeah, like I am. I haven't read a comic in like 3 weeks though, so.
Really?
I'm behind on my Spider-Mans. I wanted to buy Amazing Spider-Man 700 and Superior Spider-Man number 1 at the comic book store, like, so I have them actually, because I read them on my phone. But it's really hard to get to the comic book store. Also, the comic book store, kind of weird to be there.
It's very weird to be in there.
Nothing's as weird as going in that Warhammer store for all of 1 second. I literally got to the front of the Warhammer store and turned around. Like, looked in it like this.
I can't do this, Josh. And I said, no, we'll be fine. And then he walked in and I stayed outside.
And now,
I was walking behind him and then I just stopped.
It's like a barrier in front. They're like, nobody should go in here.
He walked in and then the 7 guys with ponytails in there looked up at him all at once.
Yeah. And here's the thing about the Warhammer store is the whole front is open. So like they watched me walk to the front, turn around, look at Josh, say something, and then come back in.
Sheepishly just...
Yeah, like put up my hood.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Dungeons and Dragons.
But they didn't have Dungeons and Dragons.
They were very helpful, though.
They were. The guy knew his stuff.
He was a nice guy.
I knew they would be nice, but it was like...
It was uncomfortable.
It was very strange for me.
Yeah.
I'm not that cool, but like, come on. Warhammer store? No.
There was guys painting Warhammer things.
Too cool. Too cool for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I am taking... It's my pick. A video game character. A male. You're not... I just changed my pick in my head right now. I got Wario coming to this party. He's bringing the games. The micro games.
Oh, man.
We're going to be doing the craziest stuff. We're going to be picking each other's noses. He's going to steal everyone's money.
Boots are going to come from the sky to crush you.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. I was almost going to take Toad because he kind of runs Mario Party. That's but true. I also hate Toad and his dumb voice.
Yeah. I didn't want Toad at the party. No, Toad's somebody I would have, like, I don't want him at the party.
But Wario, it'll be crazy. He'll steal everyone's money because he's a greedy guy.
Yeah. He'll also eat all the food because he's gigantic.
He's giant and fat. And he'll fart a lot, but he's super cool. The games will be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going Wario and I stand by that.
Life of the party.
Good pick.
Yeah, he'll be fun. And he'll probably get some ladies too. I feel like he's an irrational confidence guy.
Oh, absolutely. Irrational confidence guy. Definitely.
Yeah.
So you gotta have one of those.
Yeah, exactly. You need it. So that's one of my picks. I guess I have another pick right now. I don't really want to stall for time. I'm going to take... I'm going to go with... we have books, right? That's not a wild card. That's a thing.
Yep. That's our most interesting thing because it's... You know, who reads books nowadays?
It's hard, you know?
Ray, before this, was like, I haven't read a book before, so...
Not once.
Not even once.
I was going to take one pick as my... books person, but now I just don't.
I know who I'm taking as my books
think.
Person.
Me too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do you?
Unless you take it.
No, I'm not gonna do that. What can I do? I'm gonna take for my party to come and hang out and make us food. Who will it be? I hate that we're reading this.
You're stalling.
I'm stalling. This is a horrible podcast. Talk about Wario somewhere while I think.
I'm going to have to force you into just making a pick.
Okay, I'm going to take...
Is your end of the time crunch?
I know. We're already at 12 minutes.
We're pretty far, in all honesty. We're usually be talking about nothing for way longer.
Yeah, that's true. We kind of jumped right in.
Stop stalling.
There's movies, books, TV.
Variety.
Oh, I forgot about TV.
Yeah. No Parks and Rec, though.
I'm taking Troy Barnes. Is at the party.
That's a good pick.
He'll be so fun.
Gets rid of Jeff Winger.
Yeah, eliminates the
Who
community.
Would want Jeff Winger at their party?
Oh yeah, he'd take away
the ladies.
That's true.
Troy's one of my favorite people ever in the history of shows. It's hard to pick that male character and know all the male characters that aren't coming to the party, but also he's like a great party guy.
That's true.
Right? So he's not fulfilling a specific role so much as he's super fun.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
So that's my pick. And now I'm off the clock so I can think.
It's true.
So there you go, Josh.
I know who I'm taking. I'm going books.
Right.
Male character. Taking Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby.
I was thinking about Gatsby.
That's all he does is throw parties. He throws parties. He's a rich... You know, he's an interesting character. If you haven't read The Great Gatsby... Movie's coming out, don't worry about it.
And it's all Jay-Z music in the movie.
Pretty much.
Really?
So, yeah. He's helping do
he's
doing,
doing
the
score.
He's
so
doing the score.
It's gonna be the best movie ever.
Yeah. But Gatsby is basically what he does is he parties. He throws parties at his house. A lot of people have never even seen him. There's just rumors about him. So to have Gatsby at this party, people are gonna be like, wait, Gatsby's there?
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby? Gatsby, not like a lesser Gatsby, the Great Gatsby. I think like that's what he does is he parties. He has like lavish parties with hundreds of people, and occasionally he'll like call some people out and be like, "Hey, I'm Gatsby."
Right.
And then they're just like freaking out because nobody really knows him. So he's at this party. It's super exclusive. Gatsby's there.
Yeah.
Super exclusive.
It's super exclusive. It's super exclusive.
And who was your other pick? You got Gatsby and...
Deadpool.
Wow.
Which I think right there epitomizes the strangeness of this draft.
That's a good... Yeah.
So, Gatsby. That's my...
Gatsby's taken.
That's the second pick in the second round.
Now the world of Gatsby is gone from our choice.
Oh, no.
So there's that as well. You know, you take the good with the bad. It's a good pick.
Oh, I didn't take your pick.
I can't pick Tobey Maguire now from The Great Gatsby.
Playing the narrator.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going books as well.
Hit us, Ray.
Tywin Lannister.
Oh!
Bring some hookers.
Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some wine?
Yeah.
Get the party started.
He can fund the party.
Yeah.
Always, sure. He always pays his debts. Definitely.
Always.
Always.
Tywin, that's the...
Wait, are you taking Tywin or Tyrion? Are you taking the father?
No, Tyrion.
Tyrion, okay.
I was so... I'm like, wait, did he get cool later? Like, I'm not that far, but...
Yeah.
Tyrion.
Believe me, having read basically all of them, he's pretty badass. But it is Tyrion that
Tyrion.
I appreciate.
Yeah,
here.
Tyrion you want.
The Half-Man. The dwarf.
Half-Man, yeah.
Yeah, he's a party
man. Mangled face.
Yeah.
Definitely attract the woman.
You know, he's a smooth talker.
Oh, yeah.
He's a smooth talker. That's a good pick. I like that. Also eliminates Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which, that's about a million characters that we can't pick anymore.
Yeah. And I'm
going to
say that also, like, I can't be, like, if that's your book pick, it can't be my TV pick.
Yes.
I could, you know.
Yeah, you
don't
can't.
About it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take also Tyrion Lannister.
But
from
the TV
series.
Show. Dinklage, baby.
Dinklage.
All right.
Have no women have been picked yet. We get the ladies.
Yeah, I know.
Party.
That's all I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Right
well,
now.
I'm gonna stay away from the woman for one more pick.
Oh.
Yeah, you will, right?
Going wild card with the cartoon.
Okay.
Jake from Finn and Jake.
I thought about Jake from Finn and Jake. Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
party
good...
in his stomach.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Other things.
Other things
can stretch and be fun.
And be
absolutely.
Fun. Gets rid
funny
of
guy.
Other great Adventure Time characters like the Ice King.
Yeah.
And LSP.
LSP.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This party is gonna be amazing. These lumps. I love Adventure Time.
So good.
It's so
it
good. It's so good.
Man, I'm really struggling with thinking about stuff.
Stuff.
This
just
is
stuff.
Part.
Just stuff in general.
Just stuff.
I'm so bad at thinking about things.
My Wario pick takes the whole Mario universe, correct?
Correct.
Out of the box.
Correct. Out of
not
the...
just the Wa Mario universe.
Yeah, no Waluigi, just the anti, like, you can't take Birdo.
Yeah, and you can't take, like, 9-volt, 9-volt from the Wario games, and the...
Catanana.
Yeah, Catanana.
Yeah.
You know, those
just
things.
Those incredible, illustrious characters.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Josh.
All right.
It's your pick.
It's my pick.
Yeah.
You know, now it's my turn to stall.
It is tough. I know my next pick is.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, the coolest people. Like, people who I would really like to have a party with. And, you know, it's tough because I don't party a lot. This is very unfamiliar territory for one such as myself. Mm. I'm gonna go video games.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna take Claptrap from Borderlands.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
He's a crazy guy.
He's a crazy guy. High fives. He brings the pizza.
Yeah, that's the truth.
He's
awkward.
He's very awkward.
The combination of him and Deadpool is the most awkward party thing ever.
Yeah. And then also, Gatsby is, like, the smoothest.
Yeah.
And then these two guys are Minion!
Yeah, yeah.
But Claptrap... video game character.
I stand by that choice.
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
If you haven't played Borderlands, you should. It's a great game. And Claptrap is hilarious.
Yeah.
One of definitely the best parts.
Okay. I am going to go with... I have two... I can't believe actually these fell this far. I'm taking for my first pick, I'm taking Elaine Bennis.
Ray is upset.
I am upset.
She will dance, do the Elaine dance, the little kicks.
Little kicks.
She'll,
my specialty.
She'll push people down. And I will want to hang out with her all night and just joke around with her and make fun of everyone. She'll make fun of everyone at the party. It'll be great. Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
Yeah,
I have both my TV characters now as well, which is good.
Sure.
And I'm taking a books character. This is amazing that this fell, even though we're only in the third round. And I'm starting it. Or this is the fourth round now?
Yeah, this is the
fourth round. George Weasley.
Oh, the Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter universe. They're a wizard, so that's going to be freaking cool. And the Weasley twins are the best thing ever. Party guys constantly. They'll have the prank stuff. They'll be hanging out. They'll be making jokes. Well, it's just one of them. The other one's dead. Which one died? George? I never can remember which one died. Yeah, to George me, they were friends. One and the same, yeah. So it's okay. I'm taking George. Some Harry Potter head is going to be like, you idiot! It was Fred who was alive or something. But I think George survived. Maybe I'm wrong. I could Google it, but it's not worth it. You know the gist.
Yeah.
Lots of people die.
You know the gist.
So I'm taking George Weasley. That's my pick. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm loving this party right now. Okay.
Oh, man. Now it's back to me.
Took those picks of wing bang.
I feel really bad about just only picking guys so far, but I just, because you know this one, I gotta go male movie. I gotta take Han Solo.
Oh boy.
Han Solo.
Wow.
Is there a bigger badass than
no,
Han Solo?
There's not. And the Star Wars universe
Star
is
Wars
gone.
Universe is gone.
Atrocious.
Too bad. But I did pick the coolest guy out of the Star Wars universe. Han Solo can tell us about all his smuggling exploits, all his cool times with Lando, also super cool, and Chewbacca.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking Lando would have been the better choice. I feel like
Han Solo keeps getting worse all the time.
Yeah, Lando is like
Lando would drink the Colton malt liquor.
Yeah, he would.
Lando Calrissian. But.
So,
can't go wrong with either of them.
No, that's true. But Lando would also bring some great infrastructure.
It's true. Best Cloud City, man. Cloud City.
You know?
We can party on the good old Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, exactly. He can talk about shooting first.
Yeah.
He can do shooters first.
Yeah.
Get started first.
Yeah. That'll be good. Han Solo, that's a good pick.
Him and Deadpool will just talk about all the people they've killed.
Yep.
You know, it'll be a fun time. It's Han Solo. Come on.
Smoothest dude. He is just a badass beyond belief. He'll just talk to girls as if they're in love with him already, which is a surefire way to...
Exactly. You have your Wario rational confidence guy.
Yeah.
I have Han Solo.
Rational
confidence guy.
Yeah.
There's not enough confidence for this man.
Yeah, that's true. Alright.
I'm going to go female TV.
Okay.
Meredith from The Office.
Oh!
She's a raging alcoholic. She gets down.
That's the worst.
Oh, gosh.
But she's got those free coupons.
Oh, backstage.
So she'll be bringing Bloomin' Onions. Oh, gosh. She's the grossest thing.
She's gonna be
Meredith.
Meredith is the grossest thing.
I saw in a new episode she shaved her head or something, so she just has a wig on.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on Facebook. A picture of that.
She might show up naked.
Yeah,
no,
she's
no
been
underwear.
Known, she's yeah. been known to do that.
She might have rabies.
She'll be good to party all night long.
I always forgot that the way she got rabies was when there was the bat in the office and then Dwight put the bag over her head with the bat in it. Which was terrifying to think about.
It's an awful idea.
Oh gosh, Meredith, that's disgusting. But that will be a raging party.
Oh yeah.
Alright, Ray.
I'm going to go with another not so attractive female.
Okay.
We're looking for fun. We're not looking to hook up or anything.
Okay.
I don't know her name. But the fat girl from Bridesmaids.
Oh,
yeah.
What's
played
her?
By
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
I don't know
what the character's name is.
But she was pretty
she's
crazy.
She brings puppies.
Yeah, that's crazy. True.
Yeah.
She'll just be giving inspirational speeches to people.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Footlong sub. She'll bring the six foot sub or whatever.
Oh my
god. Oh god.
Oh my
god. Your
goodness.
Party's disgusting,
Ray. But it would be unforgettable.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a little person.
Yeah. Two
gross
kids, yeah, two
a Roomba, and a shape-shifting dog.
None of your people are over like 5.5 feet tall.
I like to feel big.
Yeah, Ray will be the only giant there. That's the truth.
Unless he picks like a New York Giant or something.
Whoa.
We don't have sports.
Well, that would be a good
players.
Book pick, the BFG. Would that eliminate the whole Roald Dahl universe?
It just might.
Okay.
Okay. My pick. Who should I take? I'm gonna go with like a very interesting, weird pick. Again, kind of along the lines of my Gatsby pick. Just like exclusivity type of. Oh, what? I'm gonna take female variety. I'm gonna take Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, wow.
Because people are gonna be like, wait a minute. You're telling me Carmen Sandiego was at that party?
She's gonna steal prices.
That's where she was?
In our city.
She's gonna be stealing from Gatsby? Because we're having this party probably at his house. It's great, because, you know, Gatsby. I haven't decided if it'll be at Gatsby's house or on the Millennium Falcon. But
tough choice.
Tough choice.
Toss up.
But Carmen Sandiego is like, it's unforgettable. You'd be like, I was at this party, you know who was there, you're never gonna believe it. Carmen Sandiego.
And then people would know where she was at one part.
At one point. And then like those kids that are trying to find her,
they would come
to my party, and I'd be like, yeah, she was here, guys, but she's gone now.
She's gone.
I think she took off with with Claptrap or something.
She stole one of the needles off Big Ben, probably. So you should go catch her.
Yes, indeed. Carmen Sandiego. That's my pick.
That's a good pick. I'm taking right now. Our wild card pick can't be like if I took a movie guy and then I took another movie guy for my wild card.
No, we're trying to go for something that isn't from one of those.
So this will have to be my movie guy. And I don't want to. Movie guy has so many things it could be. There's so much potential for movie guys of cool people to have. Mm-hmm. So I feel almost like I'm wasting this pick, but also it's the best pick. I'm taking Willy Wonka. Oh. Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka. He's bringing the snacks. Right? So there's that fizzy lifting drink going on at this party. And he's super cool. Maybe he'll take some people who are having a bad trip on that boat of his. I'm taking I would have rather taken him as my book people, but I already took George Weasley, which is a good choice still, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, Willy Wonka's at this party. It'll be cool. I also like just want Willy Wonka chocolate to me is somehow the most amazing chocolate.
Just due to renown.
Yeah. It's like how cartoon pancakes taste different from regular pancakes to me, but way better. Wait,
cartoon pancakes?
Yeah. Like, if you see a pancakes in a cartoon, I know what that tastes like, and it's not like anything else.
It's like paper.
No, it tastes like
animation.
Way more buttery, lots more cinnamon and vanilla.
Just like when you're making your pancakes, put a bit more cinnamon than you'd usually put, and then you're there.
And they got that square of butter on top. Even the pancakes in Speed Racer, which are some of the most appetizing pancakes of all time.
Yeah, or the steak in
The Matrix steak is the best looking steak.
My dad googled pictures of it, because we were trying to determine what steak it was. We determined it's probably a tenderloin.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's from Morton's steak. That steak is why I started eating my steak rare.
Yeah, you saw that and you're like, wait a minute.
I need to eat that for real. So that's one of my picks. That's my movie guy pick. Now I want to take a woman. I already have my TV woman. This is tough. I'm gonna take. It's weird because like a lot of the girls in movies and stuff are like tough girls. You know? Like, I guess like leading women.
Yeah.
It's like a tough girl. And I don't really want that at my party. I hate the Michelle Rodriguez types.
You've talked about that a lot.
I hate her. I hate Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
That's a fair thing to hate, right?
Sure.
I don't see the
appeal.
Yeah. That's for sure. Okay. I'm going here though. I'm taking my book woman.
Book it.
I'm taking the girl with the dragon tattoo.
You don't want a tough woman and you took her?
I know, right? It is. She's a tough girl.
Yeah.
She's just crazy. And
also, yeah.
She'll be like hacking into things while I'm there and she'll be cool. She'll just take no shit from anybody. George Weasley will like go there, and she'll be like, no. And then Elaine will make fun of her and get murdered.
This is absolutely correct.
So, Taken Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I forget her name. I read all of those books, but it was a little bit ago. They're really good, those books.
Yeah. I will read them eventually. I am sure of that.
So that's my picks.
I'm going to go for my TV.
Okay.
Mail. I'm going to take Louis from Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I feel like having him at the party would just be, like, really strange. Because he'd be at this place with the weirdest assembly of people.
And he'll just
make, like, jokes and be uncomfortable. And I just want to see him, like, talk to people like the rest of the people at my party.
Yeah.
Just, like, because he would just come up to, like, Jay Gaps and be like, you go out often, or you...
Yeah, I wish he was at my party so that he could hang out with, try to hook up with the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, that would be an interesting situation.
Frick, what's her name?
Just Google it.
Anyways.
Just Google it. Yeah, but he would like add a mumbling type of weirdness to my party that I feel needs to be at any party that I'm at. Because if I ever feel uncomfortable, I'll just look over at him and see him feeling more uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Like, it'll give me confidence just because of how uncomfortable.
Lisbeth Sounder.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Back to Ray.
Gonna go male movie now? Alan from The Hangover.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's
more ugly people.
I don't feel good about myself.
I got some good...
Ray's going to be in the party just smiling, looking around, being like, yep, I'm the hottest one here. Chilling. Hottest one here. Hey, girl from Bridesmaids.
He's a really funny dude. Might screw some shit up, but... some stuff up. Yeah. Pardon me.
Both of you dropping in S words and stuff.
I heard Jamel's...
Oh, yeah. Fiasco in Paris.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Want to stay away from that mistake.
Yeah, it's hard to hit that one on this one. You'd have to really try to say that word in this one.
I didn't take that,
I'm going to take Samuel Jackson's character from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, boy.
I wish.
We all wish.
Yeah.
All right, now I have no more ideas for anybody else.
You have another pick to do.
I know.
It's hard when someone else is stalling, and I'm trying to think of my next few picks. Because it's like, I feel bad to just leave you on an island and not say anything.
Yeah. But we're also trying to do things.
Yeah, it's like, it's rough this. We really should have prepared. We apologize almost. You know what, though? I'm thinking, how many rounds are we in? One, two, three, four, five.
This will be starting off the seventh, I believe.
Yeah, this will be starting off the seventh round. So why don't we take a break?
We'll come back a bit
more
prepared.
It's the middle of the podcast. Yeah, yeah, we're at a half hour, basically.
It's good, cool.
So we'll take a break and we'll keep thinking a little bit more. We're not going to think too much. We don't want to make it too... I like the think on your feet, but I also don't like the dead air. And I'm sure you guys don't either. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
More prepared than ever, because that wouldn't be hard.
Yeah, more prepared than currently is impossibly easy. Bye-bye.
Woo!
a section fee. If you want to talk to her, it don't matter. Don't be breathless when she's calling me.
DJ room in the house. We are back now, and I fixed it, and it's good. We're back.
Good.
From the break. I hope you enjoyed some party anthems.
Party rock anthems.
I'm glad none of us picked LMFAO so far.
As most, a fictional group.
As a fictional, that it's not really music, and I hate them so much.
Variety.
We ended, I guess, like, I always feel like we should, like, recap what happened before the break. Because we've taken like a little bit of time, but I realized when you're listening to it, it's been like 2 minutes. Yeah. So you remember what's happened. I'm like,
wait. Well, you also decided you wanted to take a break as well.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, but it's Ray's pick. He just picked Alan from The Hangover. We didn't really discuss it. We just said ugly people and then talked about how we didn't have picks. But now we have picks. We're ready to go. It's Ray. It's your next pick.
Great. I'm gonna finish off my books with a female. Katniss from Hunger Games.
Justify this, right? Tell us why you came to this pick.
Very strong, independent woman.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm sure she knows how to get down. No,
I don't know about that.
She's always really sad, and
I haven't read the books, so didn't really pay attention to the movie.
So it's not even J-Law. If it's the book one,
yeah, it's not.
You're not even getting the Lawrence bump.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
That's fine.
She's poor, she'll like to party.
Yeah, that's true.
She's just happy to be somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll have some chips and dips.
With a slightly lower chance
of dying.
She'll
steal some for her family and stuff.
Alright.
I never read or saw the movies or books.
You never even saw it?
No.
Where were you?
I've been around.
That's for sure. Not for sure.
Not
even close to sure. Alright.
Okay.
Josh, your pick.
I'm gonna take my female TV character.
Oh, he's taking a female.
I'm gonna take Liz Lemon.
Nice.
30 Rock.
So that she'll be
at the party and she'll just be doing stuff and everyone will just be kind of uncomfortable
she'll
about it.
She'll constantly talk about how she's not good at partying.
Yeah. Or that
she'll try to control the party.
Exactly. And then like Han Solo will be kind of put off by it. And Louis will be like, maybe I have a shot.
He will.
But she'll be at the party again. Somebody who will be weird and uncomfortable, but will make me feel more at home because I can just also go to the cooler people and be like, "Oh man, look at Liz Lemon doing whatever she's doing."
Right.
Wearing a white wedding dress. Did a Korean person die?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, Liz Lemon's my pick.
Liz Lemon's your pick. I'm glad that you took that pick, mostly because I didn't know if my next two would drop to me. I'm taking my female game character. I'm taking Gladys.
Dang!
From Portal. That'll just be fun. She's crazy.
Very neat.
It's like very one of the best characters in games.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. She'll be hanging from the roof. She'll make fun of everyone. She'll insult everyone's intelligence. She'll come up with
tests. Too bad you couldn't also have Wheatley.
I wanted Wheatley, but I already had taken Wario. And now I'm taking my male wild card. Mostly because I think my last two picks aren't going to... No one's going to pick him. I'm taking Strong Bad.
Oh, Strong Bad.
Strong Bad? I guess he...
You could have taken Homestar on
him. Or Coach Z. I thought about Coach Z. Thought about taking Coach Z.
1-2-1-2.
But I love Strong Bad. He'll be fun at the party. He's kind of a Wario type, yeah. But...
Him and Wario would get along.
Yeah, they'll get along good.
At the party club.
Yeah, another irrational confidence guy. Strong Bad. It'll be hilarious.
Yes, he has no reason to have any confidence.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll be good. So Strong Bad and Gladys are my two picks. Yeah, I don't know. Strong Bad would be cool. Teen Girl Squad style.
Yeah. Oh, Strong Bad Hot Bad. Strong Bad Hot Pants.
He'll be making his little songs.
Yeah. Cool. The system
is down. The system is down.
All right, back to me. On the flip side, I'm going to take a character is both a comic book character, but is also in a film. So I'm taking the film. I'm going to take Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good pick. She's a party girl.
She's a party girl. She's fun.
But she's also not like a crazy person.
No, she's chill. She'll kind of hang out. She'll chat. She's very interesting.
This, which one? This is your...
This is my female movie.
Female movie.
Yeah. But, you know, she's an attractive lady.
Yep.
You know?
That's a good choice.
She has, you know, if she needs to go deliver things and bring us back stuff, she has that subspace traveling place. You can get there quick.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us back some goods from Amazon or something for the party.
From Amazon. Amazon.
Amazon.
Amazon.
.ca. But yeah, that's my pick.
That's a good pick.
Okay.
Ray?
Hit it, Ray.
I guess I'll do my wild card female, Silver Spectre.
Oh.
She saw it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Got some daddy issues.
Yeah.
Definitely play around with that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm running low on
on
picks.
Ray might have been scrambling.
We're talking Silk Spectre, right? Not Silver Spectre.
Oh, I don't know. I googled Silver Spectre.
It'll come up.
Malin Ackerman.
Yeah,
that's an interesting pick.
Yeah.
I saw Watchmen upstairs in your office. So.
Ray ran around the house trying to look for any bits of media to get something.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
That'll do it, I guess.
Yeah.
You pick.
Watchmen is basically the best.
Yeah, it's true.
And she's really hot.
To go along with Meredith.
Like ugly this party.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like a junior high dance.
Your party's like a carnival, like freak show party.
It's gonna be a blast.
It's gonna be a beach blast.
Alright.
And then for video game male, Solaris Morden. From Mass Effect.
That's a good choice. That's such a good choice.
Morden's super cool.
Basically love Morden.
Mm-hmm. He's got lots of stories to tell.
He'll sing songs.
Little quips.
A scientist Solarium. He's... Morden's one of the best characters in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I love Morden. I love those games. I'm almost done, hey?
Really?
I have one... I'm on the last mission of Mass Effect 3.
Are you ready to say goodbye?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Put it off for a few months.
I have put it off. It's already been like a week that I've put it off. Jeez. I'm going to do it again after as a female renegade.
Ooh.
Yeah. Garrus, baby. Garrus, baby.
You're going to have Garrus babies.
Yeah, I'm going to have some Garrus babies.
Sexy.
Morden is so good. I wish you could have a relationship with Morden. But the Solarians are like...
They live like 40 years.
And they don't... they don't have the drive to procreate. I read the wiki.
Yeah,
and
their lives are so short that they have other things to do.
They like, what's it called? They have eggs, and when they like go to have babies with someone, they negotiate with like another family, and it's just like just to like have babies, and they don't like raise them really or do anything. Like they don't have a sex drive.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. Why do I know this stupid stuff?
Because you read the Wii. You're obsessed with the game.
I got obsessed.
It's true.
All right. True. That's a good choice. It'll be so fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pick, I'm going to go female video game character. I'm going to take Samus Aran.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Normal pick. What I'm picturing is Samus will come in her costume and like in her outfit.
Everyone, all the chicks will hit on her, thinking that she's a cool
Either dude. That, but also like when she takes off her mask and she's an attractive blonde woman, again, Louis will just freak out.
And then Han Solo will be there.
Yeah, and Han Solo will be like, oh, space pirates? Let me tell you about some space pirates. And he'll point to himself as he is a space pirate.
People will think that it's LeBron James because of the shoulders.
Yeah.
Then it will be revealed that it's Samus Aran.
Yeah, they won't look at her waist, which is very narrow.
Yeah.
But they'll see those shoulders.
Well, the shoulders are the first thing you notice.
Yeah.
And they are LeBron James-esque in their size.
They're gigantic. But Samus Aran, classic female video game.
I almost want to take LeBron James' shoulders as a wild card.
Variety. Those are, they're so large, they've infiltrated every type of media.
Yeah. And they, I don't want to think that they're real. I want them to be fictional. Samus Aran is a good choice. She's super cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my female movie character. I'm taking Jules from Superbad. Emma Stone's character in Superbad.
Nice.
Yeah.
The movie's about partying. She's cool. Emma Stone's super cool.
She's the best.
She gets that black eye.
I thought about taking her character from Easy A.
Yeah, I thought about that as well. And then I was like, wait, Superbad.
Superbad, it's parties.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's parties.
And that's before you knew who Emma Stone was, which is weird to think about. I gotta watch that movie again. I feel like it's still probably amazing. But
it is.
It's crazy.
It's one of the best.
And then I got my wild card female pick. This will be one that...
this is your final pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This will be one that few people will get.
Perfect.
Maybe you will get it, Josh. My brother will certainly get it. I'm taking Marissa Wampler, Womp Up the Jams, from the Comedy Bang Bang podcast. She is a 16-year-old intern who comes to the show.
Sounds illegal.
She is shaped. She has a body shape like an eggplant. Like they call her like.
Sounds like she was lost and got to your party instead of Ray's.
Yeah.
No.
She's in a special class. Marissa Wampler. She's hilarious. Womp up the jams. It'll be good. Jamal will get it. I won't get any votes on Facebook today. That's what I've... Also, I noticed I've never won.
No, it's been me every time.
Every time it was Josh. Even the basketball one where... Even the computer was like, this is clearly the best team. Ray had the most votes with his...
Oh, no, somebody else came in and voted. I thought voted for me.
There's another person who voted for all of us, and I don't know who he is. He lives in New York City... He is a blind black man, and all of his
Facebook statuses... I have not seen this.
Go to Draftoscopy on Facebook.com. Scroll down to the basketball podcast. There is... He voted for all of us, including two more things that he added. He added one that's about Jesus is your friend. I'll go to it right now.
We'll go there right now.
Shout out to that guy.
His last name.
The Ellis style.
Draftoscopy Pod.
No, there's no way.
This is true. I'm sure he didn't listen. He can't have.
Was he deaf too?
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, my goodness.
His name
God,
is...
you see not same, Shay. Jesus loves you. And then Josh. Enoch Adekora.
So I think maybe he followed Nathan here. Not that I think Nathan knows this guy.
He's mutual friends with him. Nathan is friends with him.
What?
Nathan is friends with him.
God, you see not same Shay. One person voted for that, and Jesus loves you. Look at this guy's Facebook, though. Like, look at him.
That's a cool name.
CNN, went to Deaf College.
Went to Deaf College. And now...
She's
like,
pretty...
He likes Beyonce, yeah, that is pretty. But, like, his Facebook statuses, I looked at them, and they're, like, strange, like, very strange.
Is this Nathan's alter ego?
One of them is just Nathaniel Adekora Martin with no spaces, which was weird. Martin Adekora with no spaces. This is weird.
This is straight up weird.
Molly Sims dramatic acting reel. Then his, I want witchy sex in scene. I don't know, man. Like,
Okay.
Facebook.com was one of his Facebook statuses.
Well, that's completely understandable.
God, you love me like Onoral. Marita Adakora. Then a picture of just a woman. He wrote, love to sex, yes.
Well, that makes sense.
Like, lots of ones about God bless people, and then I want to have sex with this person. Like,
all right, yeah, this is a weird thing.
Willow Smith, how are you? God love, look, sex, yes, deaf. DEAF, like, insane. Yeah. So he voted for us as well. He voted for all of us.
Fan of the cast. We international, baby. Yeah.
I was like, what the... I gotta switch it so that people can't add things to the voting.
I've done it on the ones that I've created.
That's good.
So there's that.
Yeah. God, not same Shay. One vote.
Exclamation
Ray,
point, no category.
Two votes, me, two votes. But I like, what...
Also, I like how he wrote in Josh, exclamation point. Because I needed another section.
Another section.
Okay.
He probably just like, I vote Josh. I'm gonna write Josh. Also, God, say not same Shay.
Write-ins, baby.
Yeah. So if you guys know Enoch Adakora,
tell him thank you for listening. We appreciate all you've done for us.
He is deaf, but he listens.
I was doing sign languages. They couldn't see the sign languages.
He goes to deaf school and works at CNN.
Deaf college.
But fan of the show.
I'm completely audio.
Yeah, medium. He's a fan of the Facebook page.
Alright, thanks, man.
Thanks, Enoch.
Shout out.
So that's that.
Alright. I'm gonna go last pick. Let's get back to the draft. My final pick. I'm gonna take my female literary character.
Okay.
Emma from Emma by Jane Austen.
Josh.
I know a lot of our listeners will be very familiar with this character. She's considered one of the best Jane Austen leads.
Wow.
She's an adorable, you know, she's very pretty, so I've read. just trust me on this one.
There's not a lot of female characters that you read them as pretty. One of them?
This one told me.
Ginny Weasley. Very hot in my head.
Yes. In your head. I've seen her in your head, and, you know,
very
attractive.
Very hot. So that's Josh. Me and Josh both picked last picks where people can't comment on them, really.
Yeah. Well, there's, like, a few people who will have read Jane Austen, but the crossover between
like
those
of us, I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, we're not being like, oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Except for you know, the Womp Up Jams, but
yeah.
Not as well as me.
Yeah. I've read a bit more classical literature. Both of my books that I've read are considered, like,
yeah,
literary classics by some of the greatest authors of all time.
Yeah.
And then...
Ray just looked in my house for a
few bucks. Ray's like, who's the most famous female character?
What's hot right now?
Yeah, what's hot? Game of Thrones, Hunger Games.
I'm surprised you didn't take Bella Swan. I'm surprised you didn't take her friend that was played by Anna Kendrick.
I haven't seen the movies, I'm sorry.
First Date of My Wife and Me.
Oh.
Pretty great. Now married, now hate those movies, all of us, both of us.
It's the success to a healthy marriage.
Yeah. Ray, your last pick, end of the draft.
Princess
Zelda.
Thought about it, good call.
Is it a good call?
Wow.
Yeah.
Purdy tricks.
I thought of it too, but I'm like, what is she bringing to the party?
She's cute.
She is cute.
She's
royal.
Rich.
Yeah, that's true. If she has it in like a castle.
Yeah, Purdy in the castle.
Mm-hmm. I would have taken Midna. That's a way better party girl from the Zelda universe.
I don't know who that is.
I would have taken Epona, the horse.
Oh, you ever play Twilight Princess?
You know who owns
that?
Twilight Princess and has never opened it?
For the Wii and GameCube.
No.
Yeah.
No? Why?
Just you.
How am I the only one who's played that game of the three of us? You guys are insane.
I played Wind Waker.
Yeah, we all played Wind Waker.
Tetra would have been a better choice than...
Oh, yeah, Tetra.
That was like 10 years ago, so.
Re-released on Wii U, baby. And it looks amazing.
High def. 1080p.
Yeah.
Looks like I have to buy a PS3 and a Wii U.
Yeah.
I need to buy a Wii U now. You should get a PS3. It's all I use my PS3 more than my Xbox now.
Blu-rays.
I love my PS3. I'm surprised how much I game on my PS3, actually.
Well, it's because you got Mass Effect. If you had Mass Effect on your Xbox, it would be no content.
But I just like my PS3 better now than my Xbox.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's we're finished our draft.
Should we recap?
We'll recap, and then we'll vote for others.
Yeah.
And then...
We'll call it.
Yep. So, Ray, you had first pick, so you can go through your things first.
All right. Start with my movie characters. Got Alan from Hangover, and the fat girl from Bridesmaids.
Yeah. Which we even on the break didn't research your name.
It's not worth it. Yeah, they're both pretty wild.
Yeah, so wild.
They match up well together, I think.
Yeah. That was going to be a mess, but that's all right.
DJ Roomba's here to figure it out.
Yeah, so we'll just go to TV characters. DJ Roomba in the house. And Meredith.
Also in the house.
Books. Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, not Tyrion.
Yeah. Nice little man. Bring some hookers.
And Katniss.
And Katniss.
Katniss Everdeen.
Shoot off some arrows. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stand
just
there.
Be cool, I guess.
Be relevant.
Yeah, be hot right now.
Jake. Adventure Time with Finn and Jake.
So cool.
He's the coolest. I was going to say coolest cat, but he's a dog. So,
he's a dog.
Silver Spectre.
Silk Spectre.
Silk Spectre.
Come on!
She's not hot enough right now. I don't know her name.
Yeah. She's the least current of all Ray's picks.
Yeah.
From a few years back.
And Solaris Morden from
Mass Effect.
Bright guy.
Yeah.
And Princess Zelda.
Princess Zelda.
From Zelda.
Wait, isn't that another boy? Isn't that the boy in the green?
Cross-dressing princess though.
No.
Sheep.
No.
Yes.
All right, Josh, your picks.
I'm gonna recap this. I'm gonna start with my varieties. My male variety, Deadpool, from his own comic series, and others. He pops up everywhere.
Yeah.
He's awesome. As well as Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
Both of which enjoy dressing in red and black, and show up at odd times. Then I'm going to go to my book characters. I have literary greats Jay Gatsby and Emma from Emma, both of which have their own book named after them, so they must be pretty special.
Right.
TV characters, I got Louie from Louie,
right,
also named after him, probably the best, and Liz Lemon from 30 Rock, who are going to be very awkward together. Then I got my...
You picked all NBC shows, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Well, except for Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Movies. Han Solo.
And Louis, I guess.
The coolest man. Yeah, it's Louis FX. Han Solo and Ramona Flowers.
Yeah.
And then finally, my video game characters. I have... Samus Aran and Claptrap.
Claptrap. All right, me... I'll go, my video game characters, I have Wario and Gladys. My TV, I have Troy and Elaine. My books, I have George Weasley and Lisbeth Salander. My movie, I have Willy Wonka and Jules from Superbad. And then my wild card, Melissa Wampler and Strongman! Is wrong. The cheat. I wish I should. Oh man, the cheat would have been a great choice.
Him and Claptrap look the same.
So that's
boxy yellow things.
That is those.
Okay.
We're at the hour mark.
We just hit the hour.
We're
right on
time. So
we're making good time.
Everyone, write down your votes.
Just one. Just the vote.
Just a vote.
For
you can't vote for yourself.
Yeah. Whose party is more memorable?
Yeah.
So, whose characters I knew more of?
Yeah, I guess so. And so Ray, you can vote first, and then we'll go around same as our picks. So
I'm gonna vote for Mo because of Troy and Elaine mostly.
That'll do it.
Two of my favorite characters, so.
That will do it. Alright, Josh,
I'm gonna vote for Ray actually.
Whoa.
Because I don't know, Tyrion Lannister at a party as well as Jake the dog,
and this Ray's appeals to Josh in that there's a lot of non-threatening females.
Shut up.
And I voted for Josh. So
yeah,
the three-way tie.
The roundhouse.
We're going to have to get Enoch out of court to come bring this up. Oh, wait, he votes for all of us. Oh, it's still a tie.
But wait, he wrote, he might write me in again. Breaking this thing wide open.
Oh, God, same Shay wins.
Thank you for listening.
So that was that. Vote for us. Vote for whoever you choose on facebook.com/draftdoscopypod. No one's voting.
Yeah,
very few people are voting.
We had a lot of votes off the bat, but now people, I don't know if things have just gotten busier. Maybe the Christmas season.
My fear is that...
Come on!
My fear is that everyone who listens votes, so one person one person listens.
Yeah, we might be one of the only podcasts with more people on the show than those who actually listen.
Yeah. I'm a listener.
Sometimes I listen.
I don't listen to often, actually. Yeah. But, yeah.
Just to check the audio.
Draftoscopy Pod on Facebook. Draftoscopy Pod on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook. Vote. Tell your friends. Mostly tell your friends.
Write in letters if you want to ask us questions.
Yeah.
We're here to answer.
You can, yeah. People are giving us... What I'm liking is people are posting their picks.
That's true. That's always fun.
Which is always fun. So do that if you think you have a better one than us. Boom. Add it up there.
We're happy to hear from you.
I'm going to try to be more present on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we're also going to try and get out more of these. Trying to go down, get to a weekly system.
It's hard right now as we live far away from each other. But and soon we might have a Aussie fact checker.
Yeah.
As well, I heard in the boop.
Yeah.
All right.
Making the drops of the magic headphones.
All right. But thanks for listening. We'll see you maybe next week, maybe in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Peace.
That's
it.
Oh, I still...
Come on, Ray!